We are continuing reading from the Sefer Kitvun LeDorot. We are now on page of Chaf Hey, doing a chapter called Rishimat Sfarim Shechiber Ve'arech Mari Tzemach Zatzal. Al pi kitve madur kama shel Rav Chaim Vital. As we know, Yaakov Tzemach. These are famous names. You just have to memorize these names. They're part and parcel of the limud of Yaakov Tzemach, of Meir Papirish. These are instrumental personalities which developed the svarim that we learn. We learn all the time. All these Kitva Ariza came out from their hard work, and we know a lot of history of the Arizal and Rav Chaim Vital and his son Rav Shmuel Vital through these great Gedolim and Kubalim. So let's read on here. V'gam Mari Tzemar Zal hechnis atzmo be'ove akor elisade ve'lo oro k'tavim shel Rav Chaim Vital. He put himself completely dedicated yom v'layla to fixing up and clarifying the work. Again, just to review what we're dealing with, a tremendous amount of work involved here. And obviously, a huge, 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 huge amount of siyata d'shmaya. Without that, there's no way they could decipher these old scripts. I mean, just imagine you go into the tombs of the pyramids, and you find this old Egyptian, inscription of some type, and you're trying to make sense out of it. And the background information, you have to go and study and ask and so on and so forth, and finally, till you get anywhere to understanding. This is what we're talking about. We're talking about Sfarim, which were hidden in Geniza. Without any protective covering, they were dirty. They were rubbed. The ink was rubbed away. There was parchment that was eaten away by bugs and insects. Half the words were missing. The pages were completely not in order at all. There was no titles to these things. So you come out with 600 pages of a lot of all we can recognize. All that was recognizable was definitely one thing, is that this was the writings of Rav Chaim Vital, because they had other writings to compare it to. Now you go and try to make sense of that. And not only that, even now you're finally able to make some type of sense of it. You have to understand this whole Kabbalistic language is a coded language. This is not something you can be learning Gemara for 50, 60, 120 years, and this will not help you at all in learning Kabbalah. Zero, zero, zero knowledge. I can't say zero, zero, but it's negligible, because it's all coded language, a language which is Yuchad. Now, if we find anybody trying to look up a Zohar, trying to make sense of it, it's very difficult. We don't find this language at all in the Midrashim and so on and so forth. So under all those conditions, not having the facilities that we have nowadays to communicate with other people, other Talmid Chachamim brainstorming, we're talking about individuals doing enormous amount of work over here. Which again, it's not understandable how they made any sense of this, because they had no previous. They weren't there in the Shu'urim of the Arizal at all to get some inkling of what these Ksavim were all about. All they knew, the extremely holy, extremely powerful Kabbalistic literatures from the most amazing individual came out that ever lived on this planet, called the Arizal, which was known to be like a Malach Hashem, and that's all they were to work on. With that imuna, They placed all their efforts and their time and their money into this. So all the credit goes to them. Va'avodato apuria kemispa kesifra rabba ma'atika shmua shel Torat Ari. Ba'al yadei ti'ur mila ba'akdamato lesefer kol rama umana sham harbe svarim shibirem likute Torah Rav Ariza. So there in the sefer over there, Rav Yaakov Tzemach writes in the sefer over there, Kol Rama, a likut of what, after a tremendous amount of tircha, that he put together what's called Aleph Maftechot Likol Svarim. And a guide, a text to understanding all the svarim that he wrote. A Mafteach. Bet Sido Kavanot. He put together Sido Kavanot for the whole year. Kol HaKavanot, Kol HaKavanah Mesuderet Bimkoma. I made many different additions, some long, some short.
Chronologically, this rabbi, Yaakov Tzemach, is now before the Rashash.
Yeah. Way before. Well, the Rashash maybe lived, let's say, 350 years. And we can say they probably lived 440 years ago. So probably 100 years before the Rashash ever came onto the scene.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm just comparing the Sidur Kavanot of Sidur Rashash.
Yeah, so this Sidur Kavanot came from his workings, yeah. So Sidur Kavanot, again, we don't use this song because we have something much more developed, much more worked on through the generations, through all the Rosh Hashivas of Bet El, especially the Radam, obviously the Rashash, the Radam, the Yarei, Rav Ferreira, and countless amount of Talmidei Chachamim that came after that to add in their precious knowledge to just make it a beautiful siddur. You know, we come in, we look at it, it's wonderful, it's very clear. Mashenkin at those times, you know, you're working with the bare necessities of there. Bare necessities. And I have to add in as well, it's not like nowadays you can, you know, in the call Eretz Israel or Mepalpel, call Rosh Hashiva over there and say, what's Pshat over here, what's Pshat over there, and everybody's very open and happy to share information. There, it was all completely opposite. Everybody kept to themselves. All the groups were closed societies. It came out impossible to get into anywhere. All the groups were there, were well established for the past 20, 30, 40, 50 years. And that generation, which has been going on for whatever, hundreds of years, passed down from son to father to son, father to son. And these were, you had to be invited to get into these groups through Yerusha, closed groups. And nobody spoke about these things at all. So trying to, you're struggling there with ksavim, which are worth, for you billions, it's precious, and people don't realize what you have in your hand, the actual writings of the Arizal, and nobody wants to talk to you. You know, either they think you're crazy, or they don't believe you, or, and so you could just imagine the frustration and the yegia and the stamina of these people, that they have to put up with all those conditions in order to come up with what we have today. Which changed the generation to come. Again, all because of this, all the chassidut came about. I mean, without this, you wouldn't have what's called the Baal Shem Tov, and all his chassidim, and all the old chassidut that came up from it. You wouldn't have a Ramchal, you wouldn't have a Gaon Vilna, which was Nene from the Ariza. Again, all the we have Psakim from the Ariza, which is taken on Halakha Lamaseh. So none of the Torah world that we would have today would not be the same Torah world. It would be completely different. Anyways, that's a bit off topic. Okay, let's continue. Yivov Ranu LeYaakov. He made also a Siddur called Ranu LeYaakov. What is that all about? Meluki Sefer. That is a Likuti Sefer Etzchayim Shebedematik. Al pi azikaron meashiur shelamad im Rav Shmu Vital Zal be'etzem yom Shabbat umisudar beparshot filot v'gilgulim v'shad dvarim. And then that book over there that he wrote, Ranu Yaakov, is basically a likud of the Etz Chaim that he had in addition also from the learnings that he was learning with Shmu Vital personally. Dalit Mishivat Nafesh, he also wrote a book called Mishivat Nafesh. All the Shemot Megulgalim, V'Sidurim Aleph Beta, which is from the Aleph Bet, which is sorted out from Aleph Bet. V'Shuv Arko B'Shlemut Yotek Klula Gam Ktavim Chadashim B'Tosefet Arba. So he added a lot of information over there. Nagid U'Mitzvah. That, what is that about? Maseh Mitzvot O'Manhigam. Amanagim, minhagim of the kavanot pshutot ledar dari, all the minhagim that come from dari, that he picked up from all the information that he got from all the ksavim, he wrote the special chibur on that, on the minhagim, arich haktzara v'arich rucha, A short one and a long one. Medura acheret mikutzeret mimenu kara oto b'shem lechem min ha-shamayim. The smaller version he called lechem min ha-shamayim. Al piyem mitfash shulchan aruch ari zatzal. Kaka shenat hei shin yud bet. Now we know you go in the store, you can buy something that's called the shulchan aruch of the ari. The shulchan aruch ari. It's quite a popular sefer. People use it. It's all the halacha, halachot, poshul halacha, according to the Arizal. And this was came from a sefer from Rabbi Yaakov Tzema called Lechem Min HaShamayim. Now biur number 6 is biur mamre azoah, b'shlosh krachim. Number 7 is biur idrot, also zoah, shnei krachim. Chet ilana partzufim, misudurim b'tziurim, has various pictures inside. Ubiurim misavim ve'im more makom, also various makomas for these pictures. Number 9 he wrote is sidur sefer drushim, kolel drush kishala b'rotzono, v'drushe atzelem, v'drushe echalod, v'drushe akise. These are all different various parts what we have nowadays, which are been embedded into our Etz Chaim. And the last one we know about is the tavlot. Binyarot gdolot lekavanot akadish v'kriya shema. He wrote these big papers, big parchments, which he wrote all the kavanot of kadish and kriya shema. V'leprate b'chinot nevua, and also the details of receiving nevua. U'bi'oram b'tidam, and also their explanations on the side. So, and the last one is Yud Aleph. The 11th one is Zer Zahav. Minagei Ari, again, minagim of the Ari, v'divra Zohar, mesudarim l'seifim shulchanuch aruch, various halachic works, and also on the Zohar, based on the Zohar. V'chem yudura acheret ke'ein zel k'tzara, smaller version, kolel yisvorim leked be'erech v'kibetz, mitor kitfer madura kamer shel Rav Chaim Vital, המופרסמים ויהודים ונצאים בידי חכמי ארץ ישראל. And all this he extracted from, again, the first edition of the Rav Chaim Vital called the Madura Kama. והנה, which was found in the hands now of the בני ארץ ישראל, חכמי ארץ ישראל. ואין לפעמים, מצד ששם, סדר עבודתו בעריכת כתפי מרדור בטרה, שניגלו לו מהגניזה. So all that, imagine, that's a tremendous amount of work over there, writing these 11 books, putting sense and a rhyme and sense to all the writings that he saw. The bits and pieces of, you could just imagine people finding knew that he was doing this, and people were handing him bits and pieces of papers that they found from Geniza here, Geniza there, and giving it to him, and him putting everything together. But again, that's all what he extracted from Dua Kama. Then later on, as we saw, he's going to get a new set of Ksavim, which is called Dua Batra. That's going to receive from Rav Avram Azulai, which is the great-great-great-grandfather of the Chida, which Rav Chida himself was zochet to find in the Gniza. And then we said there's two versions. Which Gniza? Is it Gniza Stam, a box that he found in Tzvat, which was dug into the ground, or was it from the actual grave of Rav Chaim Vital? Okay, so let's continue. Page Chav Zayin. Actually, I think we'll stop it for here for now, and Tashem will continue tomorrow.